Catholic college in California to grant the bachelor's degree to women. It's independent. In 1971, Dominican became fully co-educational. DU Did You Know is brought to you by the DJs of Penguin Radio.
Those are some great facts. All right, hey guys, you are tuning into Penguin Radio here on radio.dominican.edu. And right now you're listening to College Survival Guide. I'm DJ Royal, and I'm going to tell you how to survive the best 4 years of your life. Thank you for tuning in on this fine Wednesday evening. It's going to be a great show. I'm super excited. I got my warm chamomile tea and my Tylenol extra strength. I'm surviving and thriving, people. It's going to be a great show. Super pumped for tonight. Unfortunately, I could not make it to my last week's show due to the Soul Candy performance that was going on during the regular hour of my show. But it was a great performance that we had going on at our school. I hope everyone that was out there listening usually was, in fact, listening to the amazing student performances at Soul Candy. For those of you that don't know, Soul Candy is basically, it's an event in which students can showcase their artistic abilities through music or dance or poetry, spoken word, instruments, like, and other forms of creative expression. It's just like a really cool event to go out to, and I got the opportunity to sit in and go and work for broadcast services and do some camera work. So that was a really cool opportunity for me that I got to see the event and work it. And it's basically, it's a great opportunity to try something new or to put yourself out there and showcase a hidden talent. Like, there's so many people that performed that I didn't even know that they could play the guitar or sing or write such amazing poetry. I was really, really impressed by all of the performances. And Soul Candy, it's going to be coming up next semester too. And it's just a great way to see your fellow penguins shine and sparkle on stage and showcase their talents. But we are back here this Wednesday night, happy hump day, 7 to 8 for College Survival Guide, beloved show, with me, DJ Royal, here on Penguin Radio, just a reminder, and we're going to talk about a bunch of fun topics in this segment. I'm super pumped and excited. I had coffee a couple hours ago, so I'm just really wired and really excited for this show. But we're going to flash back to Halloween, college Halloween this past weekend, and we're going to talk about a fun article that I found on BuzzFeed, actually, titled 25 Ridiculously Cool Things That Every College Student Needs, How to Survive Midterm Season, and more. So stay tuned again. I am, you know, surviving and thriving with yet another sickness. It's honestly going around school. There's like an epidemic on Dominican University's campus. We are all dying, and the same, you know, strep throat and other similar viruses are going around continuously, and they're hitting the same people, including myself, and it's really a tragic thing. I know I'm joking about it, but it's like really frustrating. But anyway, so stay tuned. But on that note, since my throat's a little scratchy, we're gonna take a quick break. So to all of you lovely listeners out there, get prepared for the show, grab a snack, take a potty break, do you do, and we'll be right back. And remember, this is Penguin Radio on radio.dominican.edu. Back in a flash.
Are everywhere. inside your houses. There's no time to find you now. While your walls are burning and your towers are turning, I'm gonna leave you here and try to get down to the sea. Sisters of the sun are gonna rock me on the water now. Rock me on the water. Sister, will you soothe my fever brow? Rock me.
Hey guys, thanks for hanging in there. We are back. Excuse that little cough. We are back live here on Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu. It's lit. Just a reminder that you are tuning into College Survival Guide with me, your very own DJ Royal, drumroll. And let's talk about Halloween. So, yes, I know that it's November 2nd. And, but, okay, there's still a bit of Halloween residual. I still have some pumpkins and candy left over. But as you all know, Halloween was on Monday. And let me start up by saying this. I mean, we all know how fun Halloween is. Most people love Halloween, and they get really into it. They decorate their homes. They decorate themselves. Like, they get full out in costume, and it's a really fun holiday. It's just a chance to be something that you're not for, like, a day or night or whatever, and just, like, be a character, like, a different persona, like, maybe who you wish you were or whatever. But it's just a super fun, silly holiday. But in college, this is probably, I mean, one of, if not the most, like, fun holiday in your college, like, the first semester, like, the fall semester of college. Halloween's, like, one of the best holidays. It's just super fun. And aside from, like, Labor Day, that's another really fun holiday in college. And then the occasional three-day weekends for, like, President's Day and stuff. Those are super fun. But Halloween, super lit, and not just with those pumpkin candles or jack-o'-lantern lights. It's a weekend-long party, and it's just super fun. And since Halloween was on a Monday this year, everyone started going out on Thursday night, basically, like myself and my friends, and like I know at other colleges, at other schools, like that my friends are going to, my sister, you know, everyone just like started, like it was Halloween basically leading up until this Monday. But basically, everyone just got super into it. And it starts early. And you prepare. When you're in college, you prepare for this. Like, you're ready when the time comes. And so it was a very lit and spooky night and all of that. Or weekend. And so when you're in college, let's talk about Halloween in college. You may be too old for trick-or-treating, sadly. But some may try. Good for them. I definitely did try freshman year. Me and my friends were like, you know, we're just gonna go like trick-or-treating in some of the mansions nearby and see what happens, see if they turn us down. And definitely we got some looks, those looks like, what are you doing, like you're clearly like a big kid, like you should not be out. So we got some looks, and a couple, I think like two people turned us down. They're like, no, like we're gonna give the candy to the kids, like but I also think it didn't help that like most of the people in my group were not very dressed up, and they had like a hat on or something, or like sunglasses, or like some weird scarf that really wasn't a costume. It was just kind of posh posh and put together. But anywho, trick-or-treating, some people try it, you know, you might as well if you just want some candy and or just buy some candy from Safeway. But anyway, so you can brave the trick-or-treating. But in college, and pretty much like end of high school, I want to say, your trick-or-treating days have just about come to an end, which is okay. Don't fret. And because you're, you know, getting into the adulting thing, and you're going to be an adult, and you're kind of just, like, growing up, and you're growing out of that childhood, like, trick-or-treating. But there is a whole new Halloween treat in store, let me tell you. You get to dress up and go out to parties, super fun. And usually, like, when October rolls around anyway, you start to think about your Halloween costume. I certainly do, of course. And every year, never fail. I tell myself I'm going to be super prepared, and that never happens. Though this year was the most prepared I've been, which was great. I was super committed to the aesthetic this year of my costume. I was just like, I need to make this happen. I want to impress myself. And I did, for the most part, low-key. So I got, like, fangs to glue onto my teeth, like, real teeth. And so a couple of my friends, like, were surprised. One of my friends, when I took out my teeth and when they finally came out, he was like, oh, I didn't know this was a real tooth. Like, I thought it was, like, rubber or, like, plastic or something. But no, it's a real, it feels like a real tooth, looks like a real tooth. It's just, like, a fang, like a vampire fang. And I glued those babies in, and I looked like a dummy when I was trying to put them in, but I was super committed. You should have seen me. So the teeth I had, because I was a vampire, I should probably specify that. I was a vampire for Halloween. I've tried to be a vampire, like, for several years. It just, like, has never really, it's just, like, kind of a difficult costume. Like, you can make it easy, but, like, I wanted it to look realistic for the most part, aside from, like, the creepy red eyes. I almost did it, but the shipping was, like, $50, so couldn't do it. But anyway, so I was a vampire, and I got the fake teeth, and it took, like, maybe 20 minutes to hold them down. And you have to, like, hold them in with the glue so it can dry. And it's, like, you're drooling, like, you have to lean your head back. Like, it was a big ordeal, but I made it happen. And they stayed on for, like, several hours, which I was super excited and surprised by. And then I got fake blood, dripped it down, like, on my mouth and, like, yeah, like, on my neck and stuff. So it was super fun. I loved it. And despite the fact that no one could take me seriously because I could barely speak and I had a lisp, it was kind of embarrassing, but I don't know. It was funny. Like, every time I tried to say something serious, it was like, everyone just was like, what? No, not gonna happen, Allison. DJ Royal. So the costume was overall a success. Halloween was super fun for me. And then, of course, Saturday night, I put so much effort into the costume on Friday that by the time Saturday night rolled around, my friends and I were just kind of like, well, we'll just put fake blood on ourselves and dress nice in, like, dresses and skirts and stuff and be Bloody Marys. So we came up with that cute idea. Even though Bloody Mary wears white, we didn't really care. we looked like it worked. DIY people. It's a big deal. So anyway, in college, Halloween weekend it's a big deal. And you see it all over Instagram, like on the feed, like all these other colleges, like, and all these other people, like, it's a big deal. People take it seriously. And it's important to be prepared. Basically, you want to have this balance, I want to say, between looking good, but also looking kind of, like, effortless. Like, you don't want to look like you put too much effort into your costume. But you definitely, like, you still want to look good, because if you don't put in enough effort to look effortless, you're just going to look lame and, like, oh, they didn't really try, like, they didn't really have a costume. So definitely put in effort, but don't go too over the top. But then again, if you're over the top, I don't even care, like, show your stuff, be over the top, flaunt it, whatever, go big or go home, am I right? So, before college, Halloween, it used to just be one night. So when you were little, you looked forward to that one day a year that you could be anything you wanted to be, and you put on your costume, like, right, like, as soon as you woke up, like, 7 a.m. or 6 a.m., you know, you're a hyper kid, you went to school. And then you maybe, like, went trick-or-treating with your parents right behind you, you know, in the neighborhoods at night. But not anymore, folks. In college, it's a weekend extravaganza, and the whole time you're dressed up. So, because it's Halloweekend. Halloween is basically, like, a season. And the whole month of October, you are bombarded by Halloween anyway. So it's basically, like, a month-long affair. So you can do a solo costume if you want, or a super well planned out group costume. Like some people are purgers, they do group like show characters like The Office or New Girl, like their cast, and it's super well done and it's super cute. But of course, this year we saw, you know, the Joker and Harley Quinn, the couple costume, or just a bunch of Harley Quinns. But basically, it's an excuse to kind of just like get away with like doing stuff, like because it's Halloween and like you can use that as your excuse, basically. But what is Halloween like in college? Continuing on with that. Yeah, so initially you might have some trouble coming up with ideas. Like, I'm usually like, I have no idea what I'm gonna do. Like, every year people are so creative, like, I don't really know. Like, it's a big IDK question mark. But eventually you'll find it out. I find that, like, I'm sure most people would agree, Pinterest is literally heaven. There's everything on there. It's just like flowing with ideas. It's a fountain of ideas. You can be anything and like just find any, that didn't make any sense. You can just find anything that you want on Pinterest. And there's a bunch of stuff like on there. It's a fountain of ideas. There's so much stuff. And you can just like look up, like if you have an idea in your mind and you're like, you know what, I want to look at like how other people do that, go to Pinterest, look it up. Like you can filter like the results, all of that. Super helpful. But yeah, and okay. So again, when you first start college in like starting out for Halloween, like your first Halloween, say your freshman year, you are gonna watch like your first, like my impression of like what most like college girls like wore and stuff in college for Halloween was just like super like all these like sexy costumes, like a cat or like a Playboy bunny, blah blah blah. Yep, they do that. Girls do that. You will see Playboy bunnies and cats. Everyone's a cat at some point. It's the most basic costume there is, but you sometimes there's when all else fails, you can rely on some cat ears to save your day and save your life for Halloween. But yeah, you're gonna be like, you never really know what to expect. But the idea, again, you want to try to look as good as possible, but also look effortless. And I say, like, do whatever works with your personality. Like, if it works for you to, like, wear some lingerie and some cat ears, great. Like, again, good for you. I support you. Like, woo, girl power, whatever. But if you just want to show up wearing a taco suit, like, again, power to you. Like, you're a good looking taco. I applaud you. But yeah, so basically college, you can do whatever the hell you want, honestly, with Halloween. It's Halloween, of course. And people may judge you, but who cares? Like, whatever. You can do whatever. But so some people are clever. Some people are like, you know exactly what they are. They're a character. But so yeah, when the weekend approaches, you will start to make your party plans. And usually the first night is when you want to pull, like, your best costume. I always say, even though they say save the best for last, like, usually most people, like, everyone goes out the first night just because, like, you know, by the time the second and third night comes around, maybe people won't be necessarily game. They might still be trying to survive and thrive from the couple nights before. They may have died and resurrected. But they're trying to get back on their feet from going hard the past couple nights. So usually first night, bring your A game, bring your best costume. And of course you're gonna see people, you're gonna show up to the party. There's gonna be maybe one or two other people that have your same costume, depending on how like generic you go. Like again, if you're a cat, I'm sorry. Don't expect to be the only cat out there. But if you were like a character from your favorite show, like maybe, and you see someone else, like it might be a little heartbreaking initially, like no, like I was supposed to be the only person in that costume, but it's okay. Like people are like not really occupied with that thought that there's two, you know, new girls running around, like Jessica from New Girl, like who, it's okay, like whatever, there's multiple of one thing, who cares? People are drinking their juice anyway and they're not really concerned with that, and everyone's concerned about their own look anyway, so don't worry about it. But yeah, basically that's it for Halloween in college. It's basically just a super fun time. It's very, you'll notice it's pretty different from high school and growing up. Like, your idea of Halloween takes kind of a dramatic turn. It's not, you know, such like a kiddie holiday anymore. It just takes more of an adult approach, and like, you dress up, like, I want to say, like, appropriately, like, for your age, and it's not, like, you don't see it as a kiddie thing. And even when you're transitioning through Halloween anyway, as you're growing up, you're really into it as a kid, and then sometimes, like, middle school, early high school, you're kind of like, ugh, like, this is dumb, like, I don't want to dress up, I don't want to do this and that, like, I'll just pass out candy and look cool with my parents, like, whatever. And then it kind of switches back where you're like, no, this is fun. Like, I'm going to dress up. I'm going to look cute. I'm going to go out with my friends. Like, and it's super fun. So Halloween in college, super fun, super different, but it's a good experience. And again, one of the best holidays, arguably, in your first semester of college for the first half of the year. Again, you guys, on that note, we're going to take a short break again. Stay tuned. Thank you so much for listening on this Wednesday evening. Again, you can get up, move around, maybe do some jumping jacks, get some coffee, because it is 7:30 nearly, but get what you need to get, do what you need to do, relax, but don't go far. We'll be right back. Again, this is Penguin Radio on radio.dominican.edu. You're listening to College Survival Guide with me, DJ Royal, and we'll be right back in a jiffy. Bye.
Didn't think we'd end up like lying there. Put our two hearts back together, and we'll leave the broken.
till we ain't strangers
Did You Know is brought to you by Penguin Radio. DU, did you know the Alonzo King Lines Ballet BFA program was created in 2006? The curriculum focuses on ballet while providing liberal arts studies, specialized dance, history, and music courses, as well as extensive training in modern and other dance forms. This program is designed for career-oriented pre-professional dancers. DU, did you know is brought to you by the DJs of Penguin Radio.
Hello, everyone. We are back. That was a great little tune there. Al Green, Build Me Up. Build me up, guys. So we are back for College Survival Guide. Thank you for hanging in there. Oh, it's a little loud. Whoops. Okay, so this is, again, College Survival Guide. I'm DJ Royal. And just a reminder, you are listening to the one and only Penguin Radio on radio.dominican.edu. Thank you so much for tuning in on this fabulous Wednesday night. It stopped raining, which was super cool. It was raining cats and dogs in the Bay Area recently, but it stopped raining today, which was really nice. It was a good little break from that. But other than that, it's been a great week, great day. Excited to be here for Penguin Radio for my show this Wednesday evening. And we're going to jump right into the article I found. So earlier I mentioned I found this great little article on BuzzFeed named 25 Ridiculously Cool Things Every College Student Needs. And this was uploaded by Sarah Aspler. She's on the BuzzFeed staff in Canada. So great little fun article. I loved it. And I thought I'd share it with you guys since this is, in fact, college survival, surviving the best 4 years of your life. So this is just some fun stuff that, since college, you know, you're only in college for 4 years of your life. You can never get that back. Not to be super, like, whoa, deep. But it's true. You have to make the most of your college days since they are limited. And it's going to go by like that. Like, that was a little snap. I don't know if you guys heard it over the radio. But it goes by super fast. It's super just like in the blink of an eye. Like, you blink, you wake up, and like, I woke up this morning and I was like, I thought, like, I feel like a freshman still. Like, I where did that time go? Like, 2 years have already gone by, and I'm nearly finished with the first semester of my junior year, and I am not at all prepared for the real world. But you know, you gotta enjoy your time in college, and every day matters. I've mentioned this so many times before about how it's, because I cannot stress it enough, keeping the idea in your head that, you know, every day matters, every moment matters. And There's one other thing this I was just reminded that I'm going to share with you guys about the concept of like time and how we see it that I think will be super beneficial for you guys. But going back to this article, it's just kind of like a fun, silly thing to keep in mind because, like, you know, you want to take it seriously. You're there for academic purposes and to further yourself and your career. But also you want to keep it light. You want to keep it fun. You want to have a good time. And it's okay to laugh and be silly sometimes and just enjoy the moments where you can just unwind and relax and not really have to worry about putting up a front for, you know, everyone and faculty, professors, in class, whatever. Like, you can just breathe and be yourself and can just kind of do whatever. It's a fun time. So this article, 25 Ridiculously Cool Things College Students Never Knew That They Needed. One. Oh, this is so funny. One, it's a hangover sippy cup that will keep you hydrated when your body refuses to get out of bed. And this is definitely one that I have to say would be a really great addition to my life. And I know that they always stress that to, you know, if you are going to go out and drink some juice and have a good time with your friends, stay hydrated. And when you get back, so many people I have heard, like so many of my friends and I, we drink water like immediately after we get back. We get home from having a good time. We drink like a gallon of water. Not really, but we drink a lot of water. And we haven't done it in the past. And you'll see, you notice a big difference between staying hydrated. But that's kind of fun, a sippy cup, just to kind of keep yourself hydrated. I know my friend has a canteen, and it's super big, and like it has like this pattern on it. Looks ridiculous, but she carries it around to parties now. But it's super funny. But it comes in handy, really. You never know when you're gonna need that water because you took one shot too many of juice, and you immediately need to revive yourself with some water. So that was a fun one, too. Oh, a laundry hamper shaped like a Chinese takeout box that will perfectly match your fridge aesthetic. I think this is so cute. Laundry hampers are definitely a must need. And it's, of course, this is the time to just get like a fun, silly one. You can get a pop-up one that just like snaps up and down like when you need it or not need it. Or like this one, a Chinese takeout box one. But I know there's a lot of fun ones. There's one that are like animals and stuff like that. That's pretty funny. Three. Oh, it's a donut warming coffee mug that will make those early mornings at the library slightly less terrible. Oh, this is awesome. Basically, it's like a cup that has a little, it's mostly at the top. It has this little area where you can put a donut on there to warm up the donut and make it kind of like toasted and melty with the frosting and sprinkles. That's so cute. I love it. Again, all this stuff, like, why not? Now's the time to get it. Go get yourself a donut warming mug, because why not? You're in college. And four, a set of colorful pencils that will help you out when you've got a grammar brain fart. Okay, so these pencils have, they're different colors. They're color, like, coordinated. Super cute, like, green and white. And each pencil has, like, so one of them has the three versions of there. So there, and there, the different ways of saying it, which, you know, there are some people that still get it confused. And if you're one of those people, it's okay. I'm not judging you, but you might want to get these pencils because it has it there for you. See there, T-H-E-R-E. It has it there for you if you do need it and need to use it as a reference, you know, and your. So your, like, your dog. And you're great. The two differences. Two, two, and two. Where, and where. Who, that, and which. So those are super cute and fun and would be very helpful, even in college. Hey, you're not perfect. You made it here, which already means that you're super intellectual. See, here I am. I'm intellectual, people. I can say intellectual. But you're super smart. You know, you've made it. You're here, but it doesn't hurt to have some help here and there. So five, It's an adorable, a messenger bag that will make you the book nerd on campus. It's a messenger bag that will make you look like a book nerd on campus in a cute way. I see what they're saying. Okay, so this is a book bag, basically, that is shaped like a book. Like, it's a cute little bag that's like a box, and it has, like, it looks like a book. I know Kate Spade has a lot of cute stuff like that, like a little donut purse or a lemon wallet, super cute stuff like that. And that would be super cute to have. Again, why not? This is the time to take advantage of those youthful fun things, because it's in college, of course. And after all, you're young, you're thriving and surviving in college, and why not have a cute little bag to show some personality in there? Oh, six, ping pong paddle notebooks. Oh, so these notebooks are really like firm, and on the surface, they have like they mimic the surface of a ping pong paddle. So you can play ping pong with the notebook while simultaneously, taking notes in class. That's super cute. I love it. Seven, powerful mini projector for when you're sick and tired of watching Netflix on a small laptop screen. I said that very strangely. The words were chopped up. Basically, it's a powerful mini projector. So when you're tired of staring at your computer screen, maybe you've looked at it for one too many hours working on that paper, and you can pop in, you can plug in your computer, pop in your phone, whatever it is, to watch your Netflix or your movie, and you can project it onto a screen, which this is honestly a super important investment, I think, especially if you have a big room in college. So I know at my college, there are a couple of different dorm buildings that you can live in. One of them, the one I lived in last year, Edgehill Village, super big rooms because, you know, there's a living room in the room. And I know one of my friends, DJ Cheeks, actually, she had a projector, and we would watch movies in there on the wall. So it was just blank wall, so we would watch movies. And it was like we were in a little mini movie theater. So super good idea. You can do that in a little house if you're, like, in a frat house or a sorority house or dorm room, living room, off-campus apartment, whatever it is. Even your dorm room. Why not? Project it on the ceiling and watch it while you're lying down. Super great hack. Eight, pizza reheating tray. So you'll never have to eat a soggy slice of pizza again that was sitting in your fridge for who knows how long. This is so great. I love it. So we all know when you're in college, you're going to be ordering maybe Domino's or Pizza Hut or whatever pizza restaurant you prefer. There's a lot of great options here in Marin. It's always hard to choose. But Domino's is, of course, the cheapest for us college kids. So a lot of people go for that. You'll see a Domino's truck on campus, like, pretty much every night and day, honestly. Some people want it in the afternoon. But usually, you know, you order a pizza for maybe yourself, go you, eating a whole pizza. But usually it's like you and your friends, you're watching a movie, or finally it's the weekend and you want some pizza to order, like with your hall or with your roommates, whatever. And you just, what do you do with it? You eat like one or two slices, and then there's the rest of the pizza still there. Some people, I've seen, they just leave it out, and then it stays there for like weeks and weeks, and it's so gross. But, you know, usually there's not really a place to put it. You can put it in a mini fridge, but like, they're all just, everything's in your little mini fridge, and it's just kind of compacted, and like, it gets kind of gross. But this is a pizza reheating tray that's super, like, what a great invention. So basically, it works differently from a microwave, because usually when you microwave a cold slice of pizza, it just kind of ends up like, it's like you can slap someone with it. It's just like, it's just kind of gross and, like, as they say, soggy. And just, I try not to warm it up because it just completely ruins, like, the texture and flavor for me. But I also don't really like cold pizza. So getting this little reheating tray, it perfectly warms it up so that, of course, it's not, like, fresh baked coming to you that, like, the night before or two nights before, whatever. But it does the job without making it soggy. So that's a super cool thing. And again, why not? You're in college. And since you're going to be ordering pizza late at night, might as well. Number 9, it's a wireless bed shaking alarm. Oh, that is perfect for anyone who is terrified of sleeping through an exam. This is great because, honestly, you'll realize that you have, first of all, you have to set alarms in college. None of this, like, waking up with your body clock. That's not going to cut it because you're going to end up, I've tried, and you'll wake up, like, an hour into your class, like, oh, freak. Like, I had class, and I was sleeping. Whoops. I didn't wake up. But this is, you need to set an alarm. But also, you might become immune to your alarm because if it's the same stuff, like, I had, like, this, I had a vibrating alarm, and it just, like, it would kind of, like, it would just, like, jolt me awake, but it's, like, stopped working because I'm just, like, used to it. I'm, like, this does not, like, it just feels like a little earthquake. Like, it doesn't even, like, it doesn't do anything. So I had to start changing my alarm to, like, this really crazy sound so that I would wake up. But this sounds like a really great idea. Again, if you can find some sort of weird, like, kooky alarm that will wake you up and keep you up. Of course, like, it might make wake up your roommate too, but it's okay. As long as you're getting up for class, they'll understand. So, oh, this is number 10, a pen utensil set. So this is basically their utensil lids for pens. So one's a spoon, one's a fork, and one's a knife. And you slip it on your pen for when you want to work on homework and also eat at the same time. That's perfect, especially for all you foodies. But you're also academics and you want to study and eat your food at the same time. You can get those. Number 11. Oh, of course, these are shower shoes. Okay, anyone who says that they don't need shower shoes, you need shower shoes. I don't care how close you are with your roommate or how well you think you know them or whatever. It just, it's not a personal thing. Like, no one's going to take offense to it. Everyone wears shower shoes. You need to. It's just, like, a hygienic thing. You're not at home. You're not with your sibling or with your parent or whatever. Or in your own shower back at home. You're in communal living. There have been hundreds and hundreds of people who have used those showers before you in the years and generations before. It's just, like, it's the thing to do. Everyone does it. It's not rude. You don't look like a germ freak, like, it, you need to do it. So definitely must get. They are a good investment, people. Oh, a freezable, what? This is so cool. Number 12 is a freezable beer pong rack. So basically you put your cups, your red solo cups, into this little triangle formation thing that goes inside your fridge and it freezes the water. Oh, wait, no. Yeah. It keeps, like, the water, or, I mean, hopefully you're not using beer, but, because it's just kind of gross, but you use water and then drink your beer and juice on the side, whatever, but it keeps it, like, in place and frozen, and then you take it out, and then it's ready to go, and you don't have to, like, refill it up every time you do it. Oh, that's so genius. Love it. 13. Tabletop vacuums. Oh, my God, and they're little animals. So these are tabletop vacuums that basically they're little animals. Like, one's a little pig and one's a little cow. Super cute. They keep your desk from getting cluttery. So I don't know if you may notice in college on your desk or on your nightstand or maybe your dresser behind your bed a little bit, on like on the little top racks of your bed, there's gonna be dust that builds up, or just like random, like, you know, like cells and just dust that backs up, that builds up on your desk. It just is inevitable. It happens everywhere. But these are little vacuums, so that way you can get in all the crevices and corners of your desk. Oh, a groovy 14, a groovy stress ball that will help you manage those my head is going to explode moments. So this is super great. Everyone needs a stress ball. No matter how you think that you handle your stress, it's always good to just like, like you just want to, like, you need to, like, squeeze something and, like, get, like, your stress out. So get the stress ball and squeeze it and just, it'll relieve your stress. 15. What do we have? Oh, coffee bean ice cube tray. Oh, this is so cute. This will keep your coffee cold without diluting it. We all know when you put in, like, if they give you iced coffee at Starbucks, it's, like, mostly ice, right? Like, and it basically dilutes your coffee. This will prevent that. All right, now that we're at 15, we have 10 more to go. But we're going to take a short, quick little break, everyone. Again, this is College Survival Guide on Penguin Radio on radio.dominican.edu. Thank you so much for listening. Again, get up, go take a stretch break, grab a snack, get some water, and we'll be right back. Stay with me.
For Mr. Billy Carter, he had to learn that song too.
We're back. This is, you're listening to Penguin Radio on radio.dominican.edu. We're back from our break. This is College Survival Guide, and I am DJ Royal. Thank you so much for staying with me through this hour. All right, so we were previously, recap what we were just talking about. We were on the BuzzFeed article, 25 Ridiculously Cool Things Every College Student Needs, and we finished up with 15. And now we're going to just keep going, final few. So next we have insulated travel mug. Super good idea because, you know, on your next, on your next trip to class, or maybe you're driving and you're in a hurry but you wanted to make your coffee, I often find that I make coffee and I put it in my car and I drive to my destination and I go to drink my coffee and it's either lukewarm or kind of cold. And it's really disappointing because I will usually not be near a microwave and I'm just kind of sad at that point because it's cold coffee, but not like iced coffee, just like cold, like weak, bleh coffee. So this is an insulated mug that is just, wow, I need this in my life. And so do you. All right, 17. Adorable plush heated slippers. Super helpful, especially if you're in, and useful if you're in a colder climate. So right now, of course we're in California, you know, there's not much to complain about weather wise. We have it pretty good out here, but you know, in Marin, there's nights that it gets kind of cold, and even days, like, again, I just mentioned how it was raining. The Bay Area got a cold front. That's what it's called, thinking back to my earth science days, but we basically got a lot of rain, and just, it was pretty stormy, I thought, and it's still cold. Like, today was freezing. I was brave enough to wear a dress, but I'm cold, but if I have, I won't be cold if I have these heated slippers. Super cute, love it. 18, So these are, oh, wait. These are like flavor scented, wrinkle free spray for your clothes. This is awesome. Okay, so we all know that when you're sharing a closet and like space in college, your clothes might, you know, you might have to sacrifice like the quality and like everything about like your closet and your clothes, your wardrobe. It might take a bit of a beating just because it's like all stuffed in there. You're just trying to fit in all of your stuff with your roommate and share the space, blah, blah, blah. But if you do end up with a wrinkly shirt, you can get this cute little spray that smells like peppermint or like flowers or whatever it is. Maybe it smells like, I don't know, spaghetti or sriracha or some flavor that you like. Super cool. And it'll take the wrinkles out of your shirt. Awesome. Oh. So we have number 20. Oh, a sriracha cookbook. Bless up. Yes. This is awesome. So college was the first time I had like really like started using sriracha like on a daily basis, and I don't use it on a daily basis, but frequently. I love it. It's so good. But I was introduced to it by a couple of my friends because I had just never really eaten it. Like I never really had a reason to. But it's so good, and I'm sure all college students love sriracha. It's just like someone is sriracha for Halloween. Like there was sriracha bottle for Halloween, and people have sriracha pillows, sriracha keychains, backpacks, you name it, shirts. It's just like a super like poppin' thing right now, and it's super good, and it is super flavorful. So a cookbook would be amazing. Oh, 21, a stylish charging cable. Okay, this is, but it won't get tangled in your backpack because it has a little, you can fold it back nicely into this little compartment. This is super helpful. We all know that if you have an iPhone, the charging cables that come with it, you have to replace it at least like every couple months because somehow it's going to break or get twisted up or just like get ratchet on you and just not work. And you'll have to like hold it at a weird angle in order for it to charge your phone, like 10 degree angle or some weird stuff like that. But if you find like a super cute portable charger or charging cable or something, that's super cute. Not only does it look nice and stylish and, you know, it matches with your like aesthetic that you're bringing to the table on your college campus, whatever style that might be, but it's also, it won't break and it won't break down because it has a little package that you put it in and tuck it in, so it won't get stepped on or ripped around in your backpack or just like manhandled and gross and not work, which we all hate. Oh, 22, basketball net garbage bin. I know a lot of basketball players that actually have this, and it's super cute. It kind of just works with like their rooms, and it's cool because you can just like take some trash and pretend that you're a basketball star and like whoosh, like I made it. But then most of the time I don't make it, so it's okay. Then you have to pick up the trash so you don't trash the room. But anyway, super cute idea. Love it. These, 23, book pillows. So cute. So the image that they have here is a man with his face in the book pillow because he's so tired. So it's like kind of poking fun at when you're reading and you just kind of doze off. But this is super cute. Pillows are like a super important thing, I think, in college, especially for like a girly room, because I love pillows and you can never have enough. They're just like super soft and comfy, and they kind of just add to like the cute look of your room. And I'm really into like design and interior design, but there's a lot of like cute things you can do. You can have like 10 pillows on your bed, but not in a dramatic way, like different shapes and sizes and styles. Some can have beads on them, or they can be fluffy, or you can have like a cute pillow pet, pillow, stuffed animal, or like one of those pillows that you can put your back up against it, or this book pillow. Super cute idea. 24, oh my gosh, it's an enormous pop-up bed tent. So this, if you maybe want to go camping or, I don't know, have like a tent in your room, it's a bed tent. So that's a super fun idea. Again, why not? You're in college. Do the crazy, ridiculous stuff. And after all, this is ridiculously cool things that every college student needs. 25, finally, we have, oh, it's an eye mask that will get the point across to your chatty roommate once and for all. So basically, these are eye masks, you know, to help you sleep. But the message on them is just a little bit of a hint to whoever's around you, like, don't bother me, like, I'm trying to sleep, like, you know. Don't, yeah, it's some interesting terminology on this one. But I like it. Super cute idea to so people can get the hint. Well, that was it for that article, guys. Again, you can find all types of cool articles on here. And they're just aimed towards college students. That's why I like it. It's BuzzFeed. They always have, like, some cool, interesting thing off the path that you can read up on. So that was fun. All right, so recap the show, talked about Halloween and what that means in college. Very different experience from when you are a little kid. And even when you're in high school, it's not so much different when you're in high school, but it definitely is a level up. And, you know, every year it just gets better and better. So Halloween in college is definitely, it's a good time. You're going to want to plan your costumes. And Halloween in college is a weekend-long affair, people. So be prepared for multiple costume changes. This is a production. Not really. But it's just a good time, and you're going to have multiple ideas and parties and costumes to change into. But remember, show your best stuff on the first night so that everyone remembers it. And you can take lots of cool photos for the Snap and the Gram and all of that good stuff. Also, to recap, we talked about this cool BuzzFeed article on the 25 ridiculously cool things that every college student needs, which I do think most of the stuff, realistically, maybe you don't actually need it in your life, but it could be cool to have. Again, why not? This is college. You're just trying new things. You are being a youthful, young person, and you're going out and doing your thing, and this is the time. This is the modern day. Like, you can do whatever you want. And there, again, in these 4 years, this is the time to do things that you can't really get away with once, you know, you graduate and you start actually being a real adult. And I say real adult because right now we're not really real adults. We're getting there slowly but surely, and we're going through trials and tribulations, and we're getting it done, but we're not real adults. We're fun adults right now. Like, we're doing our thing, and we're doing like whatever we want, super fun, but we're also doing it while being super responsible and getting it together and forming who we're gonna be for the rest of our lives. Super fun time. Again, you are listening to College Survival Guide, how to survive the best 4 years of your life through every little thing that you might experience. Again, this is me, DJ Royal, on Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu. Thank you so much for listening. Stay tuned. Next week's show, same time, Wednesday, 7 to 8. We will be talking about a little teaser for you guys. One of my topics is going to be surviving college midterms, because after all, midterm season is approaching us, if it has not already approached some of you out there who are in midterm season already. I know it's different for all college campuses, and also professors when they decide to give the midterm. But anyway, we are going to be talking about midterms and the hell of midterms and all of that, among many other things. So thank you so much again, guys, for staying tuned in for this past hour. Coming up next, in the next few moments, we're going to have Captain Quality with My Two Cents on here. So stay tuned for his show. It's going to be a great show. Thank you so much, guys. Have a good night.